Surahs, but the
whatever we don't finish today in Marmkamos, we'll try to finish up on Thursday. People be around still Thursday, but people around next week also. Yeah. Okay. So we'll keep going as much as we can. We'll definitely get through this topic, and I still would like to say a few words about some more of the Shavuot issues. Anyways, the we've been a little discussing the question of the Zechiyah, and Zechiyah mitam shlichus and shlichus broadly speaking. So basically, what we've seen so far is that again, the Gemara here applies the principle of Zachin L'Adam Shalom Afanov. We talked about how that's a bit unconventional. We'll get back to it. But that's Tosfos and Sanhedrin and the Ramban's view that the Zachin here is something that's a common denominator to Zachin L'Adam Shalom Afanov, but not actually, strictly speaking, Midin Zachin L'Adam Shalom Afanov. And we'll get back to Tosfos and Sanhedrin in a couple of minutes. But we're just going to take the opportunity to analyze the different views of Zechiyah Mitam Shlichos and Zechiyah Shalom Mitam Shlichos. So what we've seen so far is that the Bali Tosas here, and Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, take the view that Zechiyah Mitam Shlichos, that's why they start to ask that this whole sugya is very problematic. How can you base the Geirus of a Ger Katan on Zechiyah? Ein shlichus l'katan, ein shlichus l'akum. We're going to discuss, we've just read the first part of Tosis. We'll get to Tosis' suggestions in just a couple of minutes. But, the assumption is that this is a typical zchiya, and therefore subject to the regular din of ein zchiya l'katan, ein zchiya l'akum. That's number one assumption. The reason that Tosis and Sanhedrin, Samaches and Aleph, came to a different conclusion is really to solve or to resolve this problem. Tosfos and Sanhedrin says this isn't typical Zachin, and therefore, even though there's a common denominator, that's also an assumption, that though it's a common denominator, the common denominator doesn't exclude a Katan and Akum. So we'll get back to that. But Tosfos here is assuming that it is typical Zachin, at least with regard to these issues, and therefore the question is, how can this even work? But Agav, asking this question, Tosis, formulates this as Zechiyah mitam shlichos. You could have asked Tosis's question even if you held that Zechiyah is lav mitam shlichos. You could have said, on the basis of ein zochin l'katan and ein zochin l'akum, especially according to certain girsos in the sugya in Ezo Neshek and Bab Metzia, which we'll get back to also. Sugya there might say explicitly that there's no Zechiyah l'katan or Zechiyah l'akum Minatorah. But Tosis chooses, Lishitasam, it's easier, and it's a stronger question, to ask the question, Tema, Hozechiyah Hava Mitam Shlichos, and to ask it this way. Then, in addition to that, Tosis tips their hand of what they mean by this, to Kivin Eschusu Lo, Anansadi Da Ovid Le Shliach. So that's a very pragmatic Zechiyah Mitam Shlichos. And what it means is that there is a Minui Shlichus, as we've discussed, it's implicit. You're reading the fellow's mind, but by reading his mind, you're being memana him a Shlich. Okay, so if that is the case, then the question is stronger. So what we've discussed so far is that this is also the view of Tosa Rush in many places, and it's implicit as well in Tosis and Gittin. On Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, right? Tosis there talks about their disagreement with Rashi regarding Chav Lacharini. Gemara says that Tofus Abachol B'Mokum Shechav Lacharini doesn't work, and Rashi there says that a shliach will be able to be Tofes B'Mokum Shechav Lacharini, just not Zochin L'Adam Shalom B'Fanav. And Tosis there says Zechiyah Mitam Shlichos, you should not be able to be mechalek between them. So if you hold that Zechiyah Mitam Shlichos is an implicit minui, then this is totally understandable. There can be no differences. And then the question is, what does Rashi hold? Because Rashi himself, in Bab Metzia and in Gittin, a few places, says that Zechiyah is also Mitam Shlichos. Rashi even uses the expression Anan Sadi a little bit, that he wants it. But what I tried to point out last time is that even in Rashi's most aggressive formulation, he never says Anan Sadi that he's Memana the other person, the Shliach. He only says Anan Sadi the Nichale that this should happen. And the conclusion to be reached is that according to Rashi, Zechia Mitam Shlichus is not equivalent with Shlichus with Aminu. And there are two ways to say that, as we already discussed. One is the way the Kos says it in Simen Kufei, and that is that it's Exeris HaKasuv. Ebonu Sholem is kind of the Mamana HaShliach, and therefore he doesn't play favorites when it's Kav Lachrini. But basically, it's not Anan Sadi, and that's what the Kos says very explicitly. I have the language, I'm just going to read part of it a little bit here, and then we'll get back to the other part of it later. Vafilu, the Kos himself wants to say, wants to talk about Zechiah Lav Mitam Shlichus, but we're going to skip over that part. But when he talks about this problem, he says, Afilu man damar Zechiah mitoras Shlichus, Lav Mishum Anan Sadi da Asau Shliach, Ela Digzeres HaKosuv, Sheyei Azoche La'acher Mahani. So this Zechiah Mitam Shlichus is based on not implicit Minui, but Zechiah as Exeris HaKosuv. Kediyalot B'Kedushim Izoche, we'll get to that. Aval Hak Zechiah Lo Habe Kiyad Mamish Elikimo Shlichus. I'll explain what he means by that. What's Yad and what's Shlichus. Okay. Aval Lo Mishum Anan Sadi Daso Shliach V'Naf Kamino L'Inyan Nakri V'Loye B'Torah Zechiah Kim De B'Zechiah N'Elam B'Torah Shlichus. He said, what's the difference whether you call this is very important, whether you call Zechiah Mitam Shlichus or Mitam, what he calls Yad, or Shalom Mitam Shlichus. After all, according to both perspectives, there's a difference between Zechiah and Shlichus. Even if you hold Zechiah Mitam Shlichus, there's no implicit Minui. Says the Ksos, the difference is Akum. If you hold Zechiah Mitam Shlichus, then Akum is going to be excluded, even though it's not Zechiah with a Minui. Whereas if you hold that Zechiah's Lav Mitam Shlichus, you can go as far as saying Yesh Zechiah La'akum. We'll see that even in the Rishonim, even the Rajba, I'll just tell you now, we said it last time also, that even the Rajba, who goes further than the Ramban, does not go that far. Even though the Rajba thinks that Zechiah is Lav Mitam Shlichus, he doesn't think that it will apply to Akum. But the Ksos thinks of Zechiah is Lav Mitam Shlichus, but it's Mitam Yad, that it'll be Nafkamina even regarding Akum. That's a very important Kiddush. Avali Olam, Lav Mitoras Anan Sadi Have, Ella King Zeres HaKasuv, Afagav De Loaso Mekabel Shliach, Dola Yoda, Mahani Midin Zechiah. Well, if he said, Nicha Hecha De Loaso Shliach, De Lohava Shliach HaMekabel, Behola Yoda, Ella Mitzad Zeres HaKasuv, Bizchiah, De Mahani Kamo Aso Shliach, Imkein Hecha De Chav Lachrini, Ein Zenikr Zechiah Mamish, De Zocha Lazeh, Vechav Lazeh, Lechein Lo Mahani Midin Zechiah, Umidin Shlichos Leka De Loyoda. Aval Aso Shliach Beferush, Nei De Lo Mahani Mitzad Zechiah, Mahani Al Kapanim, B'toras Shlichos. So that's the Ksos's view that, according to Rashi, the Imei, Zechiah Mitam Shlichos is different than Tosaf. It's not Anan Sadi. And I mentioned that the Rav thought that as well, but not that this is Exeris HaKasuv. His pshat was, you can have Zechiah Mitam Shlichos, where the Chalos is Shlichos, but it's lacking a minui. In other words, not that Rabbanu Shalom is the Mamana, but there is no minui. That's the Chiddush of the Parsha of Zechiah, that Zechiah is Shlichos b'li minui. So the question is how far to take that. And again, that explains this halacha, because then what we're going to say is that the din of Chav Lachrini is a problem when there's no minui. But when there's a minui, then Chav Lachrini is not an issue. The truth is, that's an example where a minui is stronger. You also might end up having the opposite effect, that sometimes not having a minui is stronger. Anyways, you then have to figure out which dinim depend on the minui and which dinim depend on the status of being a shliach. And that's what I mentioned last time about nishtata and goseis, kol dibayam shlichi by mashvi, and several of the ability to fire somebody when he hasn't violated the terms of the agreement in the case of Shlichus Petruma, all sorts of issues. What's not clear is whether or not the lack of minui is limited to the effect of having or not having a minui, meaning the dinim of minui, shlichos, or whether or not it doesn't also spill over into affecting the quality of the shlichos. In other words, ad kama kimoso is this shliach. How kimoso is he? So what you might say is, you know, when there's a minui, that ties the shliach to the mishaleach more. He's more kimoso. So then the chalos shlichos would also be affected by this. And that will be important, as we'll see in a minute, maybe for the Ran. I'll explain what I mean in just a minute. This idea, again, that you can have schia mitam shlichos, but you know, the quality is different. What I'm suggesting is a possibility being due to the lack of minui, but not necessarily, is something that we find, as I mentioned, in the in Reb Chaim. Chaim in the Chidush HaGrach al HaShas, the stencils, and the Birchas Shmuel quotes this as well, has this idea that Zechiah is mitam shlichos, but it's a different parsha of shlichos. It's not the parsha of Atem Gamatem, L'rabos Shluchachem, meaning the parsha of Truma. That also is very intriguing. You can look it up in the Grach al HaShas. The implication seems to be that in this case, he doesn't talk about the Minui, that, again, maybe the quality of how the shlichos works is affected as well. Let me explain what I mean by that a little bit more. Yeah?
Where is the graph in the census?
Where is it?
Yeah,
I think it's in the second paragraph. Actually, I think I brought it here, just in case. If I can find it quickly. It's in the second paragraph of Kiddushin. If I can find it in a minute, I'll quote it. Second...
Okay, for a minute.
Ah, is it Shlichos the Kiddushin?
No, a second.
Yeah, maybe there's the piece. Yeah. Rambam Perek Yilchos Chasis Halacha Zayin. This is on the piece in the beginning of the second perek of Kiddusha. Yesh le'ish la'asa shliach l'kabel shli'isha bein isha flonis bein isha mishar nashim b'chin isha gedola osa shliach l'kabel kiddushaha, etc. Yesh adaktek madua b'isha kasav Rambam dola b'ish lo kasav agadol. Here the Rambam kibin ha'gedola la'fuki deschia mitam shlichos. Ilu zechia lo mitam shlichos hayakedin de mekabla mavur haktana betoras zechia. Like the Xos, the Rambam thinks that zechia shelo mitam shlichos is something very much more independent, radically different than zechia mitam shlichos. If zechia is lav mitam shlichos, hayakedin de mekabla mavur haktana betoras zechia. Umishimachi kasa vagdola de zechia. Mitam shlichos ve'ini cholam lekabel abura v'zeu davka lini kabal z'kiddushin etc. Mahani z'chia kivin di eino osa kiddushin avlin holochas kiddushin afliyum nomer z'chia lav mitam shlichos gam kein eini cholam lekadosh abura katan kedin z'chia eino mol b'kiddushin habir z'chia eino mol rak b'kinyanin dein tzarech rak das kona umakne val korchach v'hadin z'chia v'kamodi yesh kona umakne. Aber Kiddushin yesh odid tzorch lios mekadesh ki bebal toli maisa Kiddushin. Ubedin zechia lo mikri dehava maisa didei. Va'amar beze od agrach demad amar torah ki ikach velo kidlokach. One second. Yonim. Okay, fine. This is actually part of the story. Let me see if he has the other piece too. Okay, there are two pieces. This is one of them, where he understands that Zechiah mitam shlichos is different than shlichos, but Zechiah lo mitam shlichos would allow for even katan to be zocha. But this is not the full piece that I'm referring to. Just one more second. Okay, I'm not going to waste time now. I'll find a few for the next time. But the other piece is even more explicit, where he says that Zechia mitam shlichos is not based on the parsha and truma of atem gam atem. Okay. Anyways, this idea that zechia mitam shlichos is not equivalent with the parsha of atem gam atem and regular shlichos shalom kamoso. Is something which, just to provide a little more background, makes perfect sense if you think that there are levels within shlichos. So I mentioned last time that shlichos betruma. Anybody ever have that? Did you get the lashon there? Perek Daled, hastrumos. I forgot the reading the Rambam truth. If somebody has it on the computer, Perek Daled hastrumos. I think it's halacha tezayin, where the Rambam says that. If you're memana shliach l'truma, l'hafrish truma, it's up there. Is it tezayin or tes? Oh, sorry, correct. Omer l'shutfo l'bembeso l'trum b'hocha l'trum b'bitol shlichuso kodim shi'itromu im lo shina shliach truma so truma im shina kagon sh'omer lo trom natzofam v'tarim adarum hol l'bitol shlichuso mikodem eina truma. And the Ravid says, Omer Avram ma'ro zeh ha'machaber Shapasak Kiresh Lakish, Shloimidu Birushami is a Mishnah, Vishina Shlichuso, Eladas Resh Lakish, Damalas and Yurata Dibor, Lesoch Kvasa. This Yurushami is only if you hold Ein Dibor Mevatel Dibor, but we paskin Dibor is Mevatel Dibor. Yeah. So I tried to explain last time is that the Rishonim would think that you don't need Shlichos Petruma, and therefore maybe the Ramam Shita is that the Chalos of Shlichos Petruma is something which is more independent. And therefore, you can't fire him unless he's Mishana Minuyo. Most Rishonim of the opinion, that's of course very ironic, that Atem Gam Atem is the classical Shlichos of Shlichos Shel Adam Kimoso. But just to highlight a little bit more, we know that there's an institution called Harsha'a, right? Harsha'a appears in really two main sugyas. One is in Avakama Dafayin. And the other one, of course, is in Shavuos Daf Lamed Gimel. Shavuos Daf Lamed Gimel, the Gemara there speaks about the requirement of Mipia Tobeya. In other words, when you want to force someone to come to court to testify, you want to impose a Shavuah upon him, Shavuos Eidos, so you can't, a third party can't do that. Only the Tobeya can do it. If you know evidence about me, so then you can be forced to come testify. I can impose a shvuah upon you. You either have to lie or come to Bezin to take the givedos. But that's a din mipia tovea. So the Gemara says that in order to send someone else, right, to impose this obligation on the aid, it has to be that there's a harsha, that he's a mursha. That's the Gemara in Shavuos. The Gemara in Bava Kama speaks about a slightly different case. There, I send somebody to collect the debt that is owed me, right? The Reuven owes money to Shimon. Shimon sends a person to collect the debt from Reuven. So Reuven, if he wants to, doesn't have to, we shouldn't, but if he wants to, has the right to say, La bal dvarim di diat. I don't want to deal with you. You're not my baldabar. I don't know you. I don't recognize you, right? Or if he does, meaning legally, I don't recognize you, and therefore I'm not dealing with you. However, if he's baba harsha, if this third party comes with a harsha in his hand, then he has to, he has to give up the money. He can't say la baldarm didiya. So those are two nafkamina that the Gemara quotes harsha. So there's a debate among the Rishonim. What is harsha? So some Rishonim of the opinion that harsha is hakna. That's the view of the Rajba in many places. The Ramban, on the other hand, thinks that it's what he calls arkevei atrei rikshi, meaning it's a shlichus in one respect and hakna in another, something in between. The Bali Tosis of the opinion that harsha is a form of shlichus. That's Tosis in Shavuos and Bava Kama and a few other places. harsha is a shliach. And nafkamina, obviously, can you write a harsha for a milva? All sorts of nafkamina. Anyways, for the Bali Tosas, the question is, if harsha is shlicha, so what's the advantage of harsha? Right? So actually the Bala Mor in Bava Kamma says, in Ochanami, a regular shliach, you can't say la bal dvarim didiat to him either. Shluchel shodim kamoso, it was a, you know, maybe a momentary havamina, but really lahalacha, there's no difference between the shliach and a morsha. That's a chiddush of the Bala Mor in Bava Kamma. But pashtus is that's not true. Pashtus, most rishonim think that that's wrong. And they think that even if harsha is a form of shlichus, there's still an afkamina regarding labal dorm didiat and mipia toveya regarding shvuas eidus. So the question is, why and how? So there are possibly technical ways to explain this, even though he's a shliach, but maybe he has certain rights, you know, in the object, or a certain level of achrayus, you know, when he's carrying the object. There are some technical ways to explain that, you know, his upgraded status addresses the issue of labal dorim didiat, or, you know, establishes him more as mipia toveya. But bepashtus, what you probably need to say is that harsha is a shliach, but he's an upgraded shliach. He's a more independent shliach. Certainly this is the case according to the Rabban. The Rabban in Bava Kamma, daf ayin, and in a separate siman, seems to suggest that there at least is a view that harsha is a shlichus, but a shlichus that works even lachar misas ha-mishaleach. The idea that you could talk about shlichus when the mishaleach is no longer alive obviously makes sense only if you speak about a more independent shlichus. Why am I telling you all this? I'm just trying to show that there are, in the world of shlichus, there are levels of independence, whether it's the shlichus betruma that we're talking about, or harsha'a. There are those who suggest that there's a difference between shliach laholacha neget, as a certain extreme, and shliach lekabala beget, as a different extreme. Right? I mean, shliach lekabala beget doesn't really have any power. He's not empowered or given jurisdiction or delegation to do anything. Right? He just is an appendage. He's an extension of the Isha. And some Rishonim think that as a result, his status is different. How he's appointed, you know, the question of, you know, a Shliach LeKabbalah for a Ketana, or a Ketana serving as a Shliach LeKabbalah. Similarly, Shliach LeHolacha in Gittin has a more powerful status, because the shliach lahalacha in a get, you know, is empowered to do something on behalf of the baal, but baal korcha of the recipient. So in a way, shliach lahalacha, I'm just trying to show you, basically, that there are different models within the world of shlichus. Shliach betruma, harsha'a, shliach lahalacha beget, shliach lekabala beget, shliach lahalacha begitin vekidushin is pretty much the same thing. But again, it's certainly unusual. And when it comes to some of these issues, like what happens if the status of the Mishaleach changes in the interim from the Zman HaMinui till afterwards, like we were talking about, Nishtata, Goseis, Mace is more radical, obviously, there might be Nafkamina. So this is relevant to us, because when Reb Chaim says that Tzchiya is Shlichus, but it's not the Parsha of Atem Gam Atem, or when we speak about the possibility of a zechia being a shlichus b'li minui, and that affecting not only dinim that depend on the minui, but the status of the shlichus, or the chalos of the shlichus itself, right? Or the ksos says it's exeris akasuv, so this might very well be what we're talking about. That we're talking about how independent is the shliach from the mishaleach. Within maybe still the worldview of shlichus, right? But different from a variation of shlichus, but still a variation that differs a little bit from the shlichus. So I think that this also works very nicely It works very nicely also with the sugya in Kiddushin. Okay, what's the sugya in Kiddushin that I'm talking about? Sure. Well, two sugyas in Kiddushin, actually. Correct. The sugya is being in the second parak of Kiddushin, which I wanted you to look at. So the right after the Mishnah, Mem Aleph, Amud Aleph, right, the Gemara starts speaking about you know how we know this din of Shlichos, right? Aish Bekadesh. So the Gemara says right away, Shlichos Mino. Right? And then you have a full daf, basically, from Mem Aleph Amud Aleph to Mem Beis Amud Aleph, where the Gemara discusses, you know, is it from Truma? Is it from Korban Pesach? You know, what is the Makor? Then on Mem Beis Amud Aleph, what happens, Shua, that's relevant?
So we get into Zechia.
Yeah. How does the Gemara get into Zechia, though?
Because we want to suggest that Nasiacha Mimakta is the Makor for Shlichos.
Correct. So the Gemara thought that Nasiachad Mimateh is going to be Tepukle Shlichos Mehacha. Right. So what does the Gemara say?
So he says that can't be the Makor because the Makatanim love the Shlichos Mehacha.
Yeah. So we exclude this is a Makor because of Ketanim. Ella ki hada rabba baravuna. Through Zochin and not through Shlichus. So what's fascinating here is, well, first of all, the implication is that there's Zochin Lekotan, right? This is one of those seem to be steerers and shots about this question. But more important, the implication seems to be that what?
That Shlichus and Zochia are second institutions.
Correct.
From this Gemara,
Yeah. Both the Ramban and the Rajba both seem to think that this Gemara establishes that Tzachia is Lav Mitam Shlichus. Yet we know that, let's say, Rashi all over the place thinks that Tzachia is Mitam Shlichus. And yet, even Rashi interprets this way. What does Rashi say here? Ella Hahu Lav La Suye Shliach Asa Ella Lezachin Lodim Shalom B'Panav Asa Diktanim Kishlobafan of Dami, we keep it in Achlas Arzachusi, by Sachalukasam Chaluka. So, again, Rashi here seems to be saying that that there's a significant transition. Okay. So, how do you read this Gemara, basically? That's one Gemara, which we'll get back to in just a second. There's another Gemara in Kedushin also. What's the other Gemara in Kedushin? On Chav Gimel Mid Beis? Didn't see that one? I think I gave it. Did I give it?
Probably
gave it. What? Oh, okay. I just want to make sure that I... Who saw Chav Gimel Mid Beis? Gemara about Evad Kanani? Gemara wants to know... Boy Rabba, the Rab Shimon ben Elazar. Eved Knani ma'u sheyase shliach lekabel gito miad Rabba. Right? What's the story with Eved Knani? Can an Eved Knani appoint a shliach to lekabel? Right, his get shechur. Kiv the gomar lala mi isha ki isha, odilma isha di I matzi mekabla mekabelas gita shliach nami matzi meshavia, evadi lo mekabla gita shliach nami lo matzi mashvi. Right, because Eved Kanani cannot. Why can't an Eved Kanani be mekabel his own get shechur? What? Seems like it's because it's still the Rishus of the Adon in some sense. So so the Gemara says, Basa de Boy, Hadi Pashta, Lola mi Isha, Ki Isha. Elahad Amar, right, Omid Rabbi Yudabre, Rabbi Yoshua, Hanikani Shluchid Rachmana Ninu, He's not mufka for the parsha. Good. So what is the what does this Gemara seem to say? That Eved can appoint a shliach to Mekabel his get shichror, right, even though he cannot receive it himself. So a lot of the Chachmei Sfarad suggest that this Gemara is not referring to real shlichas. It's referring to Zechiah. You have the Ramban? Ramban brings a raya here. But Ramban says, Pirish, al yidei acherim de karmina and haynu shamar lehem arav, zechu bishtar zeh, leploni. Avalo machmas shlichas. Shimasam hu shliach lekabalo gita v'nasan harav, machmas shlichusa shol eved, kon shom shliach helech kamo shamar enoget. Umikan yesh chal ilmod, says Ramban, Shema shezachin ladim shelo b'fanav eino mitam shlichos. Lefikach efshar shezachin lekatan afilu min haTorah, since chi is lav mitam shlichos. Avo b'shein lo shlichos. Avo yesh litkos shiny eved sheyesh no b'chal shlichos shor yozo shliach vashen kem b'katan eino b'shlichos. Lefikach shom shav chi yosem b'debrayim ein kem b'kal har. Have to look at the Ramban, which we'll get to in a minute, and Bam Metzia. Anyways, the Ramban is not sure whether Zechiah Labitam Shlichos affects Katan or not, the Raisa, but he does certainly think that the Pashtus of this Gemara is that a Shliach would work and that only Zechiah would work. If that's true, that only a Zechiah works and not Shlichos in the Sugya in Kiddushin Chav Gibla Medeis, that becomes a very, if it's true, it becomes a very significant challenge if you hold Zechiah mitam shlichos. Right? He can't be mekabel himself, but he can appoint someone else, but only b'torah Zechiah, not b'torah shlichah, if that's true. What does that even mean? Right? So those two Gemaras, the Gemara in Kiddushin Chav Gimel Beis, if you limit it to Zechiah, and the Gemara on Mem Beis Omen Aleph, right, are serious problems if you hold Zechiah mitam shlichos. You have to be able to read those Gemaras, especially the Gemara Mem Beis Omed Aleph. So the Ran, you saw the Ran?
Yeah.
So what did the Ran tell us in Kiddushin on Mem Beis Omed Aleph?
Regarding the Gemara Kiddushin, he says.
Well, first let's do one by one. First, what does he say about the Gemara Mem Beis?
He has the same shas from Ban Bov Metzia, where the Gemara, that's not the Maskaras Gemara on Daf.
So, remember, he starts off by saying, Ikad Dabai Lamelef Mishmaitin, the Tzchi Alav Mitam Shlichosi. Right?
Because
what? Yeah. Dominan, Meikara, Tizra, Shliachu, Vakhtani, Labne Shlichos. Ela, Kedraba, Barbuna, Minayan, Zokhan, Klamar. Then he says, "Belesa, I think this pshat is wrong." So why is it wrong?
The Gemara continues and rejects that but also ends up saying that it didn't the way that the Ramban wants to say Bamtzia from the Greek, it's called.
Well, we'll get the Ramban Bamtzia in a minute, but.
Right.
Ramban really does hold Shliach Lav Mitam Shlichos.
Right, but he does.
Just may not affect Katan, we'll get that in a minute.
Yeah.
But.
Sure.
Kitei Mamayim Mikom Mokom Kasha, Mikomei Merinochanami. The Lamaidits, the Ramban says, Lamaidits Sogadai the Kasha, the Rav, Muchach, Mehai Kron, Zachan, Lam Shalom, Bafana, Zachan, the Katan, Midaraisa, Below Midin Shlichos, Am Shimachi, Lo Parchina, No Katan, La Barskia, the fun pashta the rabbi is Achim and Araisa. Aval, the kibidak shina the tisbara, the skus achova, the nichalei bahar, nichalei bevika, the kimna kidaraba. Once we take the transition, we decide that it's not talking about tzchia, it's talking about apotropis, the Gemara there. Lo tifsha minez shazachin shalom b'fana b'davar shenu shalom zachin lo lakatam d'araisa. The hasam shalahem aysa v'chalukasim gili mil sahi. V'ki tema kati kasha. I'm sorry, so what's the point? Aval bi'ama ein skil lakatam d'araisa. Etc. So, what's in a word? What's his pshat?
In the Gemara,
yeah,
the Gemara ends up rejecting that middle stance of zechiyah being different than shlichus and takes another pshat.
In other words, basically, the way the Ran reads the Gemara is that the Gemara in Achanami had a hava mina that zechiyah lav mitam shlichus, but then when it was when it concluded that the Gemara that the psukim are talking about apotropos, so it was chozer back to the view that. That tzchi is mitam shlichos, and that along the way the nafka mina will be, if tzchi is lav mitam shlichos, then katan will be zokah min haTorah, right? Something which Ramban doesn't necessarily agree with. That's 2 days in the Ramban, right? And if tzchiyah is mitam shlichos, then certainly katan will not be zokah, correct? Aye, what do you do with the Gemara in Chav Gimel Amud Beis? What do you do with that?
That's where he seems to, despite saying that tzchiyah is mitam shlichos, he makes a qualitative distinction between the shlichos of tzchiyah and the shlichos of.
Oh, so here he says that what? Say one more time.
So he says the only problem is technically the yad of the eved is kona b'rabo immediately. As long as he can circumvent that problem of it being his own yad, then he'd be able to get away from the problem. So as long as the shlichos won't be considered his yad, then the get will work.
Yeah. So that's a very big kiddush. The way he says it again, Yishlomar, you have the language. Lo dami, the komish ein lo yad lemano shliach, apacherim in zochem b'shvila midaraisa. Whenever there's a chisaron in bailus, let's say, the ability to point to shliach, then zchi is lav mi zchi doesn't work either. Ka'ad de kata. Aval eved mashen yochal lekabel gitul Rab Shimon Lazar umsapkinu ledinei namid lo limtzi l'shav yishliach la mishum ein lo yad havalei gitav yadabayin kiyachad. So gitav yadabayin kiyachad would be fine, but elatam Rab Shimon Lazar mishum degomer lo lamiisha ma isha ad sheyetze get l'shus she'ina shalo klomar shabal. The isha ain gufa koni lebal av eved ad sheyetze get l'shus she'ena shalo shal adam. The eved gufo koni la adam. Mekiven shema she'ena eved osa shliach ena mitam shalotei lo yad. Right? Acher micholim lezakos get b'shvilo. So yotza get l'shus she'ena shal adam. Av katan she'emo yad ba'atzmo av acher men zocha min haTorah. So he's being mechalik between what and what? Katan is lacking a yad for shlichos.
Right.
He's mufka mit shlichos. He has no bailus for shlichos, right? The problem of eved isn't the problem of his capacity. It's the problem of
the
hagdara of rishus sheina shalom. But what he doesn't answer directly is
what's the difference between
shchi and shlichos. He just finished saying that Lamaskana of the Gemara, that Zechi, unlike the Ramban and the Rajba, the Ran likes the Bali Tosis and Rashi, that Zechiah is mitam shlichos. And like the Ramban, he seems to be saying that to appoint the shliach might be a problem, right? So why is appointing a shliach a problem, but Zechiah mitam shlichos is not a problem? But if you suggest what I was saying before, which is, even if Zechiyah is mitam shlichus, there are levels within shlichus. And the question really is, to what extent is this guy your shliach, but a more independent shliach? Or is he more a, you know, extension, appendage, you know, kind of a shliach? More like a shliach al ha'olach al beged, or more like a shliach al kabbalah beged? More like a mursha, right? Or, you know, or more like a dependent shliach. So as far as that is concerned, there's a difference in terms of eved. Yeah?
I'm just wondering, within Rabbi's point in the Rishon and Kavakama, what we're saying now,
yeah,
that you can have different kinds of shlichos, is that very suggesting that that's notwithstanding the minoy? That once you say that they have different levels, so then the minoy is irrelevant, then maybe a little time can fit into one of those boxes, even though he's trying to justify how you can have a shlichus without a minoy?
Say that one more time. The point, when I was also suggesting that maybe, I was suggesting two things about shlichus b'li minoy. One was that there are certain dinim that depend on the minoy itself, and therefore, willy-nilly, they are affected by zechia if you take the view that zechia is chalos shlichus b'li minoy. I was also suggesting that maybe the lack of minoy will affect the nature of the shlichus. That's a possibility. But
that kind of shlichus can be one of the many kinds of shlichus that we find.
Correct. But I don't think it's but what I'm saying about Reb Chaim, let's say in the stencils, who doesn't speak about minoy, what I'm saying about, you know, how to read the Gemara Chav Gimel Amud Beis according to the Ran, and frankly, even though the Ran doesn't get out of the problem this way, but I think for Rashi, the best, if you don't want to go as far as the Ran and say, oh yeah, no Hanami, there was a Havamin of the Gemara that Zechia was Lav Bitam Shlichos. I think an easier way to explain, according to Rashi, is that the transition is, of course, there are two Parshios and Shlichos. There's Shlichos Shalom Kemoso, and then there's the Parsha of Zechia Bitam Shlichos. That also explains the Sugya in Kedusha. Those things don't necessarily... Now, the role of Minui in those things are to define which Parsha, and therefore which model of Shlichos we're picking. But it doesn't necessarily mean that the Minui substantively is what's Koveya.
The kind of Shlichos.
That I'm not sure about. I'd like to say that, but I don't think you have to say that. I was saying that when I was talking about the Minui, that it might affect that. For these others, I don't think you need to say that. So we can be more minimalist instead of imposing more things on it. That's, I think, what you're asking? Okay. Anyways, what I'm trying to establish with all this is that for Rashi in a few places, for the Ran, for the Ksos, for Reb Chaim, etc., Zechia, Bitam Shlichos, is mitam shlichus, and yet it's qualitatively different, and they're going to be important enough gemina. Now this idea, getting back to another point for a moment, that tzchiyah mitam shlichus doesn't have to be implicit minui on Ansadi, also affects the issue of objectivity-subjectivity that we began to discuss last time as well. And I think what needs to be said here is there's a huge literature on that. I'm just going to touch a couple of cases, not to exhaust it. But what needs to be said is as follows. The more we think, like Tosus and Ksuvus and Tosa Rush in a number of places, that Zechia Mitam Shlichus is actually an implicit minui, or reading of the mind. So that, in theory, should be totally subjective. In other words, what's important is not whether or not the Torah or Rov Bnei Adam, some sort of Gallup poll or something, think that something is a zechus and not a chova, and would want it done on their behalf. What's important is whether this particular individual and his particular circumstances would want it to happen. Right? Anansadi, that he is just too shy or can't articulate or verbalize or isn't verbalizing, but that he really wants to be mana shliach, really subjectively relates to him now in this condition and circumstance. So the definition of zachin and chavin is always going to be very personal and very much driven by circumstances and specific scenarios. However, if we take the view, either Zechia Shalom Mitam Shlichus at all, or Zechia Mitam Shlichus, without a Minui, the possibility that Zachin is an objective rather than a subjective Hagdara is certainly very reasonable. Again, in one sense, Chablach Rini, could be understood in that way. It doesn't have to be. But the point is that, you know, one man's chus, you know, you're being tofes for Baal Chov number one. There are five others out there. So is this Zachin, is it Chavin? Right? Now that's a situation where it's Zachin and Chavin for different people. Sometimes there can be ambivalence, right? Even, you know, there are pluses and minuses in many things in life. You know, is there then pure Zachin? Is it an aggregate idea? Right? And is it an objective or a subjective idea? So just let me illustrate that very quickly. Now, sometimes, I should add, what seems to be the question of objective or subjective, you know, a Zachin, especially on the objective side, can be a little bit misleading. In other words, if we assume for a moment that Zachin is objective and not subjective, but let me say it this way. If we're talking about an implicit minui, or even if not, but we define Zachin in a subjective way, it's pretty clear what that means. And number one, should be an aggregate kind of a thing. We just want to know, you know, is this good for him or bad for him? And mostly, especially if it's invisible minui, you know, it's an aggregate. Is it enough that he would want to do this? Right. I should take it back. It isn't the aggregate Zachin factor. It's whether he'd nichale, want to really be memana, which is important, etc. However, if we take the view that Zachin is more objective, we could still ask, you know, an annoying but important question. And that is, do you define objectivity in this particular case, you know, very objectively or somewhat subjectively? Okay. By which I mean, who is your population, and can you speak about different, you know, populations when it comes to this matter? In other words, do you have to be global, you know, about it, or not? You could have said, well, Zachin is a special parsha, whether it's within Shlichos or without, and it's a Chiddush HaTorah, and it only applies when you have an objective Zachin, but objective Zachin means, you know, across, you know, the, I wouldn't say the universe, but the planet, you know, for that strange, you know, class of people or things called human beings, you know, generally speaking, this is how they look at it. But as we discussed other times, we talked about robes and miyuts and so on, right? As long as there's a chalos that's identifiable, by which I mean, as long as you can justify, you know, a group, right? Who's to say that we have to objectify, even when we objectify, based on the total class of human beings or even Jews? Right? Maybe there, as long as there's an objective way of redefining objective, right, which is reasonable, so maybe it's, you know, people in a certain circumstance, right? They are a different category. In other words, in assessing whether or not, but they'll take the issues themselves, in assessing whether or not avdus or ishus, right, is zachin or chavin. Right? So when you look at it on a subjective plane, pure subjective plane, so, you know, obviously this person and his specific marriage should be very relevant, his circumstances and his conditions. But when you're looking at it objectively, right, so I think there are several ways you could go. One is you could say, well, it's objective what the Torah thinks. Even if you want to say it's objective what people think, so maybe there's a difference between, you know, people who are of a certain age, or maybe people who have certain types of marriages, or maybe people who have certain types of physical conditions. You know, to somebody who's married to a mukashchin, right? Maybe that's a group of people. Maybe that's a chalos. You know, to somebody who's adon, let's say, is living in a palace, maybe that's a different kind of is it? I mean, that's an interesting sub-question, right? Is that a different avdus, or all avdus is the same? So if you want to be objective in Zachin and Chavin, there's another, that's what I meant, the other annoying question, and that is, objective to what? Objective to the broad value, the way the Torah normatively sees it, that's one way. right? Objective to the larger human, you know, global population, right? Or objective to discrete populations. Now, still, that's different than subjectivity, you know, where it's somebody's quirkiness and you can't justify any kind of discrete population. There's still going to be Nafka Mina, but there'll be less Nafka Mina. Okay. So, for example, when the Gemara discusses, you know, in the end of Yevamos, you know, about, you know, Tav Lameitov Tam Duvel Nesav Armelov, somebody's married to a Mukoshchin, you know, is that Zachin, is that Chavin? The Rishonim discuss it about a Meshumed. Right? These are important questions. In a way, it coalesces, as we mentioned last time, in the Yerushalmi that Tosis quotes in Gittin, also on Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Right there, and the Mishnah itself has an interesting argument, right? Omer Tein Getzel Yishti Shtar Shechruzel Avdi Imrotzel Achzor B'Shneim Yachzor Div Rabbi Meir. Chachamim Omerim Begitin Nashim, you can be Choser because that's Chavin. Right, it's already just already interesting to wonder what does her mayor think. Her mayor doesn't think that Avdus is a is Chavin, or he has a different definition of Chavin. Either way, we paskin like the Chachamim that Gitei Nashim is Chavin, and that Shechruri Avadim is Zachin. Ain chavin l'adam ela b'fanav. Shim yirtza shalola zunis abdo rashoi. Shalola zunis ishto ainu rashoi. So the Mishnah continues. Amar lahem v'areihu poslos abdo min hatruma. K'shem shu poslos ishto. Amar lo mipnei shu kinyano. Interesting argument. Interesting discussion. Meaning any you have to have pure. That's part we were discussing a second ago. Objective and subjective zachin. Another question is pure zachin, as they say, or overwhelmingly aggregate zachin, even if it isn't pure. Again, the more you're talking about reading somebody's mind and an implicit anansadi, purity should be irrelevant. All that should be important is it clear that this is what he wants or not? A, that there's a little bit of a downside for him, but the downside, if the downside is clearly overridden, then who cares? Right? Just like we don't care about the objective point. Not lekula, not lechumra. If something is objective zachim, he doesn't want it, he doesn't want it. And if something is objective chavin, but he wants it, he wants it. Right? It shouldn't make a difference at all if it's reading his mind. But if there's some objective din of zachim, if there's some din of zachim that's not about t'minui, it's about the din of Zachin, and Zachin as Shlichos, or Zachin as Yad, right? So then, maybe need a pure Zachin. When the Gemara said, Nich ikad nichle bika ikad nichle bahar, right, already in Kedushin, right, what were they saying? That you just don't know what he wants? Or there's a little bit of dilution? Right. Similarly, right here, so there's a downside because, you know, when you're Meshachar the Eved from, you know, he's not going to be able to eat Truma anymore. Unless I were to tell you that there's no Eved in the universe, right, who wants to be an Eved because of the Truma. Right? So what was the Havamina? And the Gemara's what's the Mishnah's answer? Meaning, that part of it doesn't enter into it because that's a derivative. That's not a separate file. Use our Chavia, you know, references, right? That's Kinyano. He doesn't want to be Kinyano. He can't, you know, have it both ways. He can't say, you know, I want freedom, but I want the benefits of, you know, being taken care of being Kinyan Adoni. Why not? Why can't he say that if it really affects his decision? The answer is, if you're operating with a more legal formal category, maybe you can't say that. And what was the Havamina? Doesn't matter. He's ambivalent. Ambivalent enough to make to change his mind? No. But ambivalent maybe enough to undermine the purest Hagdar. Meaning in all these Gemaras themselves, including our Gemara here, like Nichalel Abde, you know, Behefke Russo. You know, So we say an eved, you know, gadol, not an eved katan, not a katan, right? Because he lo tam tam iser, not enough. What's good for him? What he wants? Right. So all these questions are embedded in the Shakra Vitaria, already in the Mishnayos and in the Gemaras and the Rishalmis and the Rishonim, you know, in a number of places. I mentioned the end of Yavamos, that last again, and so on. But the Rishalmi here, that Tosis quotes, kind of really highlights it even further. Yeah.
You mean, so, the Rishalmi, Tosis quoting, you would theoretically said, especially when it comes to the Katan.
Now, are you talking about the Rishalmi now?
Yeah, that's
the one that didn't quote.
That Katan could do Zechia. Yeah, the Katan could do Zechia if it's pure Zechia.
Oh, we'll get to that in a second.
Okay. So those types, as far as...
Yeah, what about that?
So, no, I was wondering if you could take a more subjective approach to that svara, in the sense that he doesn't have so much das. When something is pure gold for him, then he's capable of mustering enough das to be able to... It could be more of a quantitative question.
I don't know if it's more... I don't think it's a das issue so much. I think it's more a question of tziruv, which I'll get to in a minute.
Okay.
Meaning the idea of acting on behalf of someone else when they're not a bar das... You know, puts you on two different planes, and you know, maybe you know, there are all sorts of considerations that go into, you know, transacting. You know, there are all sorts of, you know, consequences and derivatives and so on. So, when something is like a no-brainer, so you don't have to act on behalf of that person, or you don't have to be so mitzuraf to that person. You don't have to be able to, like, you know, identify with him. And be making this, you don't make a decision for him here. You know, the decision is obvious. This, you know, so I don't think it's a question so much of how much das he has. It's more how much das can you bring on his behalf, or how much tziruf there is between his interests and your carrying out of his interests. And that if there's any shemets, you know, of a dilution, you know, it just, even if you knew the aggregate. But it's still not a purist thing, so he just can't speak for you because it's complex. I think it's more that. But we'll get that. Anyway, let's discuss this Yerushalmi first. So the Yerushalmi says here, Yerushalmi boy, hagat smacha, haya avdo shel katzin, he's living the good life, right? Hare chova hu le'evet. Hare shoysa isha shel mukashkin, hare zchusula. Right, so the question can be explained in one of two ways. Right, the pashtus of the question is, don't define zachin objectively, define it subjectively. Avdus might be a bad thing, and shichur a good thing. Marriage might be a good thing, and get might be a bad thing. But there can be conditions where that isn't so. Right, in light of what I said before, there's another way even to read the Havamina, and that is, are we looking at Avdus globally, and are we looking at Ishus globally? Do we need to, and therefore we do? Or is it possible to define, you know, Alpidin, different populations, to say, you know what, any, you know, if you work in the White House as an Eved, you know, then that's always a schus, objectively. And if you're in a bad marriage, defined not by the, you know, Lemaisa circumstances of the interaction and the dynamic, but some objective factor, the guy's a mukashchin, right? He has physical problems that make him a bad, you know, marriage bet, right? So that's a different population. We are always objective in our zachin and our chavin, but these are ways to pare down. Just like you wouldn't say, oh, rov ha'olam, you know, when you have a better rov, a different rov for the city. Right? So too. These are two ways to look at it. But pashtus, it's subjective object. Anyways, the answer obviously is going to be very important in how we read the answer. So the answer of the Yerushalmi quoted here, Leislach ele kahada, ilo amokar avda shalomi daito, shemein amachor. Now the next part is a little bit inexplicable, as the Tosa Rosh points out. Right? Ilo amagarish isha shalomi daito, shem amagaresh asi, pirish haide acher, I mean, think he means that there has to be a shliach involved. There's some difference there. The Tosa Rosh says, drop that last part about the get thing. Did I bring it? Here. good. Not sure why I'm not finding anything today. Oh, here it is. Yerushalmi boy, hagod, etc. Fine. Pirushal yidei acher, ha'eved nimkar bal korcha, ve'ena isha miskareshes yidei acher bal korcha, hilka chafilu be'avda shol ketzin, z'chusu lo, tra'yachal lemochar la'acher shalom midaito, betov lo shi'iya ben chorim, ki shema yimakarenu la'acher. Bekusha de'isha nirali shalot tirates, the Soma calls it Darmin and Tav Lemet of Tandum and Lemes of Armelo. Fascinating Tosa Rush. Anyways, I have a, you know, we'll leave it at that. Basically, how do you understand the answer of the Yerushalmi? So the way the Tosa Rush understands it anyway is that it's also pragmatic. As the question was subjective, does he live in the White House or Buckingham Palace? It's a great life. Right? The answer is look a little deeper. You know, King Charles or Prince Charles could sell you tomorrow, you know, to some pauper down the road. You have no job security. Since you have no job security, you might end up, you know, even for you, subjectively, you know, it's just not good. Now again, if you were doing Anansadeh, I'm not sure even that's a good answer because, well, maybe you're not thinking that way right now. Right now, you just don't want to... You're not in the Mount of Shliach because you don't want to go. The truth is, I think there's another way to understand the Yerushalmi, and that is, and let's say the guy had amazing job security and you know, Lemaisa, he had like a separate deal, or he knows his Adon, or we know the Adon, he's never going to part with his, with Tabi, the, you know, Tebi, whatever his name is, the Abed. He's part of his household. Right? No? You're not so sure? You have something against Tabby the Abbot? I don't understand.
Oh, I thought you were asking like what the name of the Buckingham Palace
Abbot. No. I'm talking about the Talmudically. Okay, that sounds a little surprised. I figured you'd embrace the Tabby. What? Exactly. So were you going to sell him? Especially to somebody who Kalila, right? So loyalty, right? So I think that another way, again, this could be the small libertarian part of me, but I think that the point also is here that even if you know 100% that you're never going to get sold, there's a point in there's like a fundamental point in the Yerushalmi, right? And that is, you know, in theory they could sell you. I mean, you're living this great life. You're, you know, for sure where your next meal is coming from. And you know, it's a heady, you know, kind of an existence, right? But in the end of the day, in theory, they could sell you anytime you want. Meaning, it's all on a whim. Al pidin, it's no life. You're not a master of your own destiny. And we don't want to get into this topic right now, but you know, my position at least is that one of the reasons that pidyon shvuyim, like, is seen as, you know, the Gemara says in Bava Basra that pidyon shvuyim is like, you know, mitzvah gedola, the first parak of Bavasra, and because, you know, somebody who's a shavui is bechlal a ra'ev and a tzomei and whatever, and pikuach nefesh and so on and so forth. It has like five different things about a melitza the alma. I mean, just like it's poetry. What does that mean? I mean, either is or isn't. The Rambam codifies it in the halacha. Rambam Nuchzman Saniyim says Pidyon Shvuyim is Bechlal Al Pidin. It's not just an agadita for the Rambam. He's a Raiv and he's a Tameh and he's a, you know, Bipikuach Nepesh. So like some of the Achronim in Shulchan Aruch has this question. They say like, and what if he isn't? Right? I mean, you have to redeem the guy when he's living a good life. Maybe he's not in any kind of danger. So I think the pshat is that Al Pidin he is. Meaning, right now he's not, but Al-Pidin he is, because there's no guarantee, nothing to protect. He has no protections. When you live at the whim of someone else, when you're, you know, not Avdei Hashem, but you're Avdei Paro, then that's why we say Halu Avdei Hashem, right? Below Avdei Paro. When you're Avdei Paro, basically, your quality of life is significantly, you know, diminished. Your Tzelem Elokim, in a way, is diminished. So it could be it's my North American upbringing, I don't know. But anyway, so that's a way also to read the Yerushalmi, meaning what the Yerushalmi is saying is, and let's say this guy really knows, it doesn't matter, because objectively, being an Eved is a second-class existence. It's he doesn't control... Normally when we talk, you can control your own destiny together with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ribbono Shel Olam isn't your competition. But when Al-Pidin, somebody else can do whatever he wants, you know, on a whim, that's a different story. And in a way, a stable relationship, Tav L'Meitav Tam B'D'Meitav Armelo, means that you're in a secure relationship. And you know, you have an existential bond. There might be problems, there might be issues. Right? Anyways, my point is that there are different ways to read this Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi in the beginning of the sixth parak of Gittin also has the discussion, similar kind of discussions, you know, about circumstances that are objective, zachin, objective, chavin, you know, versus subjective, zachin, and chavin, etc. Elliot brought to my attention, which is on my list anyway, an exchange between the Rishonim and the Sugya of Prizbal. Elliot, go ahead. The Ran in Gittin, in right? Gittin.
As to... The Prizbal only works if the Loveh
has karka. Correct.
So can you be mizaka karka to the Loveh in order to effect your Prizbal?
Would that be zochin la'adam shelo b'fana? Because you're acquiring the karka, but by acquiring the karka here, you end up having to be subject to pay the chov. So that might be, again, a little bit of a different issue, but it belongs in the same, you know, broad discussion, because there, the narrower view is kinyan. Kinyan is always zochin. But here it's like the writing on the Rembrandt in a way, you know. It's except there's no Malach Machshavas here. So the you know, there the question is, you know, are we interested in Kenyan? Are we objectifying from that? So certainly the specifics, this guy is not gonna be Mamana Shliach, so they'll have to pay his chov. Right? So that's an interesting issue. So of course, this is also part of the discussion. I wanted you to look at the Rajba in Kiddushin of Chav Gimel Amud Beis. What's the Rajba in Chav Gimel Amud Beis? Anybody? Very relevant to us a little bit here too in the Geira Sugya. What's the Rajba Chav Gimel Amud Beis in Kiddushin? He discussed that same sugya, Mahu, you know, whatever. You know, can somebody be mekabel ayde zachin a get shechror for an eved kanani? So the Rajba discusses, what if the eved kanani doesn't want it? Let's say when he finds out about it, he's against it. Or let's say he's screaming, you know, in advance against it. He wants to stay in the White House or with Prince Charles. I call him King Charles before. I think the guy's been, you know, treated poorly, shabbily. I think it's his time. Anyways, right? He wants this. So the Rajba says, anybody said no one saw it? No? And to Robbie? What? It wasn't on the Makaros?
It was. It was.
It definitely was, right?
That word? There you go.
Was it?
It is, of course.
Oh, okay, just want to make sure that's for my sanity. I don't know if you see, can see, but I know I'd never leave the Rajba. Condition. Anyways, it's a breakthrough Rajba, because Rajba says that you have it there.
No, I just
the Rajba said. Okay, and you have to really compare the Rajba in Gittin Chav Gimel and Kiddushin Chav Gimel. A few Rajbas and put them together, because the Rajba has an interesting sheet on all this. The Rajba discusses whether or not there's Zachin Bal Karcha. Right? How can you even the words that come out of your mouth there? You're like, what does that mean, Zachin Bal Karcha? Right? So, again, if you're talking about Anan Saadi or even subjective Zachin, period, even if it isn't Anan Saadi, of course those words don't make any sense. But the guy doesn't want to leave. Anybody have it? You have it, Yakir? You want to find it?
Where is it?
Chav Gimel, Amud Beis, Kiddushin, Rajba. the Ritva, I think pretty much implicit in the Ramban, seem to say very clearly that there's no Zachin Bal Karcha, even in Eved Kanani. But the Rashba, no one has it? No? What's that?
The Rashba is on Chav Gimel Min Aleph.
Oh, it's on Chav Gimel Min Aleph. Ah, okay.
I apologize.
What? Some of the shortens are important, but the Kitzadav or the Rashba against the Ramban, against the Ritva on that sugya, and against most Rishonim on that sugya, thinks that there is. Go ahead.
Moshe Shani also lichtob samoch, pasam al karcho mishum diskosu lo, shiilu ha-yachov le-ever chobasa al-yidi acherim lo-ashka. No, but if an halka time of diskosu, he can't get the tizuk time of being a pesach of mishtar.
Yeah, the Rashba holds that the zachem ba-karcho. So I think some of the Achronim point this out, that typically you almost can't find, what it mean, the question is, we do find, the Gemara says, that, you know, when a guy finds out that you did a zachin for him and he objects, so, you know, it's not bal karcha. Like, what do you do with that? But the Rashba kind of hints at the answer, and essentially I said it's a little bit relevant to our sugya because, as we noted, the Gemara here says, Higdilu yicholim limchos. Right? So the Tosus in Sanhedrin says, Higdilu yicholim limchos is based on what? On the lack of Kabbalah mitzvos, as we noted. But most Rishonim, many Rishonim of the opinion, that it's based on, you know, he finds out about it, and it's, he doesn't consider it Zachin, he considers it Chavin. So, like, what's with that? Ah. So what some of the Achronim point out, I think Birch HaShmuel also in Kedushin points this out, is that, and that's kind of what the Rashba was hinting at, is that the case of Eved is a particularly unique case, because there are always two factors that facilitate against Zachin Bal Karcha. One is the question that we're dealing with now, and that is Zachin objective or subjective? And the more you think of it as subjective, it's not going to be Bal Karcha, obviously. If you want to say, you know, the Rabbono Shalom, the Torah, we know better about what's good for him than he does, or he's a masochist, you know, that's fine on the Zachin level. But that obviously implies a certain perspective but about objective zachin, which is what the Rashba is saying. However, typically you don't get this because there's another din, and that is there's no kinyan bal karcha. I can't force you to acquire something against your will, even if I decide that there's zachin bal karcha, but there's no kinyan, chalos kinyan bal karcha. But there are a couple exceptions to that. One, of course, is Doraisa Git in Bal Karcha, and the other is Get Shechur the Eved. So Get Shechur happens to be an opportunity. If the Adon doesn't, you know, the Adon wants to free you, right? So there is Kinyan Shechur Bal Karcha the Eved. The only question is, if he's using the mechanism of Zachin, is it still Zachin or not? So that is the case where you're going to have the litmus test of Zachin Bal Karcha. That's the Rashba. You could be co-like with the Rashba, though, for many different reasons. Anyways, there are numerous others examples of this, but we get the basic idea. The more we think that Zachin is reading your person's mind in terms of anansadi, we can't say any of this stuff. We always have to remind and read his mind sort of consistently. The second that either zchiya mitam shlichos, but it's without a minui, or it's the Torah being memana, certainly if it's zchiya is lab mitam shlichos, which is why you get a lot more of these things, I think, in the Chachmei Svarad, then it becomes an open question whether Zochin, you still might say, well, Zochin depends on the subjective rather than the objective, right? Even if it's lav mitam shlichos, even if there's no minui, but it certainly becomes possible, at least, that Zochin is a din in the Torah's perspective or in the aggregate human perspective. Those are also different. And what about if I say purist Zochin and ambivalent Zochin and so on and so forth? And these are expressions exactly of that. Okay. Anyways, this is all if you hold that Zechia is mitam shlichos and the various versions of that. What if Zechia is shalom mitam shlichos? So that is the view of the Ramban, of the Rajba. That's the view that the Ksos was pushing a little bit, that the Ran, was going back and forth on. So, first of all, what does it mean, Zechia lo mitam shlichos? So, it sounds like the Rajba and the Ksos much later think that it's a kind of a yad. That's number one. I think clearly, the idea of Zechia mitam yad or shalom mitam shlichos certainly projects it as more independent. The question is, just like zchiya mitam shlichos might be different than shlichos, so too zchiya shalom mitam shlichos may not be completely minutak, completely disentangled from shlichos. And this is exactly the discussion in the Gemara in Bava Metzia, according to some Rishonim, and in the Rishonim more broadly, meaning the Ramban in Bava Metzia, what the Ramban alludes to in Kiddushin, the Rajba and the Ran. The Ran says, well, if Zechiah is la mitam shlichos, then we should really apply it certainly to Katan being Zocheh. That's what the Ramban is mistapik about. But certainly that also is the view of the Rajba. But the Rajba at least says, you know what? Even my Zakiya, which is a step beyond the Ramban's, doesn't go so far as Zakiya La'akul. You have to be in the Parsha of Shlichos. Right? And the Ksos, as we saw, just to shortcut things, went even that giant step further and said, well, if you hold Zakiya Lav Mitam Shlichos but Mitam Yad, then even Akum Yesh Zakiya. The Ramban, just to highlight this in the Ramban and Rajba, very quickly, I guess we're going to speak about this just for a couple more minutes, and the next time hopefully we'll get into the next part of the sugya of the Geirah. Well, still we have to read a few things in the Tosis, and then get into the Geirah's part of it, the Geirah's half of the sugya. But if we just have somebody read very quickly the Ramban in Bava Metzia, just to highlight, you can see already how he's going with it, and then just the Rajba to Aaron, you wanna have Ramban and Bava Metzia, Ein Aleph on base? It's a model for how to kind of integrate these things. What does it mean that Torah Shlichos should still be Koveya even if Zechiah is Lav Mitam Shlichos? Okay. Go ahead. Hadaminan, Hachazkiel Rabana Isan, Kaimani? He's quoting the Gemara in Kiddushin.
Yeah.
Right? It would have been nice if Ramban and Kiddushin had done this, but he doesn't. But, the Ramban and Bava Metzia is saying important things about some of the other sugyas in Shas about shlichos, including our sugya in Ksuvis and including the Gemara in Kedusha. So he's actually addressing the Gemara there, right? The Alma.
At other time,
the Raisa.
The Raisa.
Oh, now if you notice, what the Ran said was that the Gemara turns its back on Zechia, Yeschia Lekata Medaraisa, because the Gemara turns its back on Zachin Shalomitam Shlichas. But the Ramban is not saying that, right? The Ramban is saying that the Gemara continues to think that Zechia is Lav Mitam Shlichas, it just turns its back on the nafkamina of kata within the world view of schia mitam shlichos. Okay, that's very important. Dichihechi, go ahead. Notice he's not saying schia is mitam shlichos, but dichihechi. The afal gav. We'll see in the next line. Period. 1 second. So that basically, what does that mean? This is the Ramban carving out a middle position. Right, the Ramban is a moderate Tzchiya lo mitam shlichus person, and basically what he's suggesting is that you can invoke kihechi even regarding katan, even though Tzchiya is lo mitam shlichus. That's where he parts company with both the Ran in theory and the Rajba in practice, right? And he's not so sure about it either. That's a tudeus in the Ramban Chav Gimel Amud Beis. So what do you make of this kihechi? I mean, if they're two different institutions, how can you say kihechi?
Maybe he says that they're really two different institutions, but there's also a parallel between them.
Yeah, so obviously he feels that there's a parallel between them. In other words, the Zchiyah and Shlichus work differently. Maybe one is more independent than the other. But the fact that Ein Shlichus Lekatan says something about the capacity of operating on behalf of a Katan. And, you know, as different as the mechanisms are, that broad common denominator of what I call tziruf or bailus on behalf of someone else, to do actions that accrue to someone else, is not I mean, how do you know that everybody isn't just an island? Right? How can somebody do anything for me? Right? How can anybody do anything for anyone else? Where's the matzarif? So, in different areas of law, of halacha, right, there can be different issues of tziruf, but basically the point is, if somebody doesn't have enough of a legal personality or a legal capacity, so the more you think that his problem is technical, you know, so maybe other people can do it for him. But for A ever to operate on behalf of B, there has to be a certain affinity. That's what I mean by tziruf, between A and B. Right? Number one, B has to have enough of a legal personality that if things can be done on his behalf, there can be a chalos for him, but that chalos would be related to him also requires a certain affinity between A and B, you know, that connects it. Otherwise, what am I doing? I'm doing what? I'm acquiring a piece of land, or I'm being makabel a get, you know, what does that have to do with him? Right, just like davar shebegufo, right, is a ma'akev in shlichus because the physicality of it doesn't transfer. So too, if a person doesn't have himself a legal personality, the more he doesn't have a legal personality, right, the more, you know, maybe the results can't stick to him. That's a chalos problem. But maybe even if the results theoretically could stick to him, what is going to connect if these two people are in different wavelengths? The Haraya, one's a legal personality, the other's a non-legal personality. You know what I'm saying? So the kihechi here is, if he's too mufkam, if the problem of shlichus lekatan is the actual mechanism of shlichus shonim kimoso, so you could say, oh, Zechia is more independent, it works differently. But if it's more the capacity for things to get done on his behalf, the chalos part, or the tziruf part, then that's a problem you're going to have in Zechia too, because in Zechia the result has to stick to him, and the action, you know, for the result to stick to him, it has to not only be that he's stickable, but it has to be somehow that it gets there, if you understand what I mean. So the kihechi, the ein lo shlichos, is not, again, the way Reb Chaim might have said it was, well, zchia mitam shlichos, but they're different. But it's still part of the parsha of Truma. That's a kihechi. But the Ramban's not saying that. But the Ramban's saying zchia lo mitam shlichos. So how's a kihechi? The answer is it's the common denominator. Whatever is mafkia, katan from shlichos, if it isn't just the technical mechanism, then it's a spillover problem. Okay. How about Rashi? Pirshon, the maskana nami tipsha. Okay, it's contrasting himself with Rashi. Good. Well, the female Asher Kasabnu. Now he's talking about our sugya. So this cannot be if Katan is Mufka even Misukhiya. Yeah. So this, of course, is the idea that we talked about, you know, which is an extension of the Tosas and Sanhedrin idea, and that is in Achanami, right? There's an overlap between the two Zachins, right? But this is not the typical Zachin Ladim Shalom, the fun of Kinyan. Okay. Umikal Makom. Okay, then we have saying what Sarfatim Shkosaloga Sina Midrabana, the Bidarai Sahi, the Zenyar Shaynachan, right, come out to yourself. Fine. So the Ramban basically ends up, I say, being a kind of moderate Zchialab Mitam Shlichos person, right, is mistopic about Katan, and he certainly excludes any possibility that Akum will work, even if you hold Zchialab Mitam Shlichos. Correct? That's clear. The Rajba, as I said before, goes further. Go ahead. Odek Sharab, the Katan is Zchialab from the Raisa, can I mean Rish Perkish? We have the Rajba there? You could skip the Ramban part. Until he says, Vein Dvarv Nechuvarin. Veinai. Meaning the idea that Katan is only Drabanan, Kihechi, that there's no Shlichas, the Rajba disagrees.
Vein
Dvarv Nechuvarin, Veinai. The Mikul Talmud Amashma Islei Midaraisa Zchia. Ha Islei Chatzer Afila Bimitzia, the Chatzer Midin Zchia, Kiyada. Right? But Rabbi Nir Degar Tzchi Midaraisa Midahava Katan. Then he goes on, Mishim Hachi Reisha Mutar Yisrael Zachilei Nachar Yisrael Havli Yisrael Zachilei Nachri Min Ator Mishim Hachi Mutar V'seifa D'Avale Yisrael V'Nachri Havli Avagav D'Nachri Lo Mizakele Yisrael Midaraisa V'Darbana Mi Yazachim Mishim Hachi Aser V'Av Zeh Inam Mechubar She'inon Nuskaos Modos Lo Avam Mashma D'Nachri Leisla Tzchi Afilu Rabina Elam Midarabana etc. So what's Rajba saying? Katan, there's a difference daraisa between shlichus and zchia, and nachri, there's only a difference drabanan, but there's a parallel between the two. Fascinating, Rajba. This is really interesting. He's saying, well, maybe we should push the frontiers even further. Ramban is unhappy with Katan. He's totally happy with Katan. He's saying, well, why stop at Katan? Nachri as well. Be not a moderate Zchia La Mitam Shlichos person, but an extremist or strong advocate. That's a huge assumption, right? You don't need a limud, it just shouldn't be mufka. imishim delfinim la mishlichos, hazchi alamidin shlichos. Right? All vestiges of kihechi and the Rajbar are gone. Okay? Chitema called Allah Ashkechan the Isla Schia Mimela Laisla, maybe the Schia is a Chidashu, they nechav Elechidusha. Right? Vaha Shlichus Gufe Loksivatem Gamatema Tem Bene Bris of Shukacham Bris, the Mieta Krabaheja, however many days Shlichus of Philo Nachri. Right? We only exclude, we need to exclude Nachri from Shlichus, so. You know, why don't we need to exclude Nachri from Zechiah? Right? B'nichali, devadai, kol de la rav yakra, behedya l'zechiah leislei. That's also fascinating. So basically, in the end, what he's saying is, there's not a kihechi even for that. It's ironic. In other words, on the one hand, he's weighing to extend Zechiah la mitam shlichus to Nachri. But in the end of the day, he's not doing it because Zechiah is such a chiddush that ein lecha bo lechidusho, and he doesn't want to use shlichus as a paradigm against that. So even while he's denying Nachri, he's accentuating the chiddush of Zechiah and its uniqueness and difference vis-a-vis shlichus. Right? That's a complex position, but a fascinating one. The Tedalach, the Afilu Yisrael Nami. It's a separate pasuk. I mean, the name's Achim Adam Afilu Yisrael. But did no say, Ezes Chus Oshibud Yeshul Adam Chaberishi Zakal Yado? That's a great line. What's he saying? Everyone's an island. How can somebody do something for someone else? Especially if you didn't even appoint. Mele points him, that's one thing. So he's an extension of him. If you could do me a favor, there are probably people waiting out there. Just tell them we're going to finish in 30 seconds. So, right? This is a great, great line. You know, we pray for lines like this. Meaning the whole Zachin is a Chiddush. Because he didn't even get appointed. Even appointment is a Chiddush. Every man's an island. But he didn't appoint him even. This is not so far from Minui. El de Rabbi Rachmana. The Kibin de Nachar Leashkan de Rabbi Rachmana Lischia. Shram of the Shrol de Rabbi Kroy Islay. Nachar de Rabbi Kroy Leislay. The Tomar Imkain Lama Hutzrach Lemato Mishlikos. The answer is Kibin de Rabbi Behedja Betruma Leo Shluchu Kamosa Miet Nachari. Abba Beschia La Rabbi Behedja. The Litzorach Lemait Nachari. El Gili Milsa Biyama de Gali Kroy Islay Schia de Israel. Echad the Gali Gali, Hani Yisrael Mamish, Ala Adrab and Mikivin Ashkam Shlikus, the Chilak Akasuv, Av the Schia came. So it's fascinating that the Xos just went that extra step further and said, if you hold this Mishum Yad, then it really will apply to Yeh Schia Benach. Okay, we'll stop here. I want to discuss just a little bit more some of the Haros and the Tutosis in next time, very quickly. And mostly I want to talk about the Geirus part of the Sugya on Thursday. Okay?